to go in the highest heaven. Oh, glory be to God in the highest heaven. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest heaven. Glory be to God in the highest heaven. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Hallelujah. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Adonai, we worship you, O Son of God. You are so good, Almighty God. I love in thy name. I love the kingdom is forevermore. Adonai, worship me, worship you. Oluwa, Son of God, you are so good. You are so good, Almighty God.
What the world Your God, worship Him, lift Him high. There is no like unto Him. There is no one like Him. He's the God of wonders, the one that was, that is to come. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we lift you up high, we bow before your throne. There is no like unto you, Lord, the emotional divider, the problem dissolver. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. For January, we say thank you very much. For February, for March, for April, for May, for June, oh, we say thank you for June. This is the last Thursday in the month of June. Lift up your voice and begin to worship the King of Kings. Father, we thank you for 2020. There are several people that are gone with this year, but God has preserved you and I and your family. Father, we thank you, Lord. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. There's nothing we can do without you. Father, we say thank you very much. Appreciate your God. Say thank you to him. Bless his holy name. Worship him today. Be thou exalted. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. We give you all the glory. We adore you, Lord. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says, if we say we have no sin, there is no truth in us. And we are all liars. But God tonight, he said we should come to the throne of grace and receive mercy to help in time of need. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've sinned against you, that I want to stand against my prayer tonight. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Ask God for mercy. It's only the only thing that can connect you to the throne of grace. Father, be merciful. Always shadow for me in the name of Jesus. Ask God to be merciful. Always show your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Ask God for mercy. I told you last week, blind Bartimaeus, it was only mercy that he cried to the Lord and God responded to his call. Father, tonight, oh Lord, I am before you, before the throne of grace. Have mercy upon me, Lord. 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 Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. How do I have mercy, Lord? In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, I take authority over every principality and power in this environment. In the name of Jesus, oh, you begin to take authority over them. Every power that is walking about to hinder your prayer tonight, oh, you begin to take authority. Every witch and wizard, every satanic animal walking around in your area that want to hinder your prayer, oh, you begin to arrest them tonight. Arrest them tonight. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the blood of Jesus, oh, you arrest them. Arrest them. Arrest them. Arrest them. Arrest them. Arrest them tonight. In the name of Jesus, every principality, every wickedness of the highest order against your prayer tonight, arrest them tonight. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. They sing that song. Say, who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say, nobody. You are going to cover yourself with the blood of Jesus tonight. Because you are going to this battle with Jesus Christ. And there is no record in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation that he lost any battle. Open your mouth and say, I cover myself, I cover my family, my environment with the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Blood of Jesus. Oh, wow, 2 minutes in the coming, cover yourself. Cover your environment with the blood of Jesus. I soak this environment, every anti-prayer altar that has been erected in your environment to hinder your prayers of man, be arrested by fire. I soak this environment. I saturate my environment with the blood of Jesus. 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 I plead the blood of Jesus over my life, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now lift up your hand to the heavens and declare this one loud and clear. Heaven over tonight's prayer. Open by fire. Declare the heaven open over tonight's prayer. It must open. Heaven must open. Heaven must open. Heaven must open. Let your heaven open tonight over to that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Heaven must open tonight. Father, let your heaven open tonight. My heaven must open tonight over to that prayer. Father, let my heaven open. Father, let my heaven open. Father, let my heaven open. Over to that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father, let my heaven open. In Jesus. By them, we are praying. There are some prayers and there are some prayers. Tonight is the last Thursday in the month of June. We have only 5 days more for this month to pack up and we are entering into the month of July. Beloved, I don't want you to joke with anything at all. The first half of the year is already gone. This, we have only 5 days left in it. There are some things that God has ordained from January to June for you, but yet you are yet to receive them. I want you to double your aggression into next prayer because everything that everyone has written concerning you in this year 2020 that are yet to come to pass, it shall come to pass this year. In the name of Jesus, there shall be no carryover. In your family, there shall be no carryover. In your destiny, there shall be no carryover. In your life, there shall be no carryover. In your family, there shall be no carryover. In the name of Jesus, pray this prayer point loud and clear. Say, every evil authority controlling the affairs of my life. You are a liar! Die! Some people have gone on life on their own. There is somebody somewhere manipulating the glory of God in their life. Open your mouth and pray to God. Every evil authority manipulating the glory of God in my life. Oh yeah, be arrested, be arrested, be arrested. Be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus, every evil authority controlling the affairs of my life. Enough is enough. Oh yeah, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Every evil authority controlling the affairs of your family, affairs of your life, they shall be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus. The power that say your marriage will not work. The power that say you will not give birth. The power that say you will not move forward. They are the one controlling their affairs. Today is their hand. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. This next prayer is a strange prayer. You are going to shout this one for yourself. Say, every organized battle against my marriage, against my children, against my joy, scatter by fire! Pray. Every organized battle against your glory, against your moving forward. Open your mouth and pray. The battle must scatter. In the name of Jesus, Isaiah 54 verse 17, he says, surely they shall gather, but not by me. Whosoever, man or woman, that gather together upon my life, the Bible says they shall fall. They shall fall. Every organized battle against your marriage. Every organized battle against your children. Every organized battle against your destiny. Every organized battle against your joy. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. They shall scatter. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, they shall scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. There is somebody here tonight that this, the battle you are facing, you are almost giving up. The Lord said, I will take over the battle. Relax. The enemy has done their worst. I am about to do my best. So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this next prayer point for yourself. Say, powers that has determined to turn my joy to sorrow. You are a liar! Die by fire! Every power that has determined to turn my joy to sorrow over my family, over my children, over my life, over my ministry, in the name of Jesus, every power that has determined to turn my joy to sorrow, you are a liar! Die! In the name of Jesus, help yourself to that. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Aha! In the name of Jesus, the power that want to sow your joy to sorrow, they must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power that want to sow your joy to sorrow, open your mouth and pray. They must be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, they must be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must be wasted. In Jesus. Mighty name will pray. There are some people, they have never enjoyed life for a day. It's from one battle to the other. And age is, clock is ticking every day. The instant they remember what they are passing through like this, they cry inside of them. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, whether your amen is loud or not, your secret tears is about to turn to testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I repeat that prophecy. Rezo take a baba. I say your secret tears. That when you are shedding the tears, nobody was looking at you. You know you are bitter in your spirit. I decree tonight, your secret tears is about to talk to testimony. In the name of Jesus, it's about to talk to testimony. In the name of Jesus, it's about to talk to testimony. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. You are going to pray the next one for yourself. Yes. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers that insist that I will suffer till I die. Hey, you are a liar! Die! Open your mouth and pray. They say your battle will not end. The power that say you will suffer in the name of Jesus to you die. They said that. They said that. They said that. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. That is it. That is it. My brother, pray. Enough is enough. Something must happen. Something must happen. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Something must happen tonight. Every power that say you will suffer till you die. Enough is enough. Die. In the name of Jesus. Die. Aha. Pray. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. The Bible says, a man's worst enemy are the members of his household. The brother of Joseph, they told him, he said, let us kill him and let's see how his dream of greatness will come to reality. But in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, the Bible says, when Joseph met his brothers, he said to them, you meant it for evil, but God has turned it to be good. I don't know the person that is planning your destruction. I don't know the person that wants to cry this year. I don't know the person that is going from one altar to the other in order to ruin your marriage. In the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree by the mandate of heaven, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. So the member of household, the closer they are to you, they might be the one behind your problem. You are going to gather yourself and pray this all out and clear. I've heard the story of somebody before. The husband and wife have got issues to fight. The only person that the wife reported to was the best friend. After several years, it was the husband that married the best friend. Why? The closer they are, the more dangerous they are. The member of his household, they were the one that did. I want to gather your strength. Say, household wickedness. Aside to turn my life upside down. Hey, you are a liar. Die by fire. Die. Household wickedness. That want to turn my life upside down. You are a liar. Aha. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen in your life. The household wickedness that want to turn your life upside down. They must be wasted tonight. Open your water prayer. Anyone taking your name to any obelisk, anyone submitting your picture to any shrine, they must be wasted tonight. Open your water prayer in the name of Jesus. Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart. Pray. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to pray this one for yourself. It's similar to the prayer we just prayed now. They want to make your life a better yesterday. He said, look at that brother. He used to have a house. Look at that sister. She used to have. Look at that uncle. She used to do this. She used to do this. Now look at what she is at the moment. I am praying for everyone on the line tonight, including myself, praying for you and my family, that in the name that is above every other name, every foundational power that want to make your life a better yesterday, hey, if your heaven is loud, seven of silence, they shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every evil arrow fired into my life, hey, to return me back to square one. Hey, you are a liar. Go back to sender in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. You know the condition you were before. Look at what God has done. There is an arrow that can return somebody back to the other one. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. My sister, don't joke with the prayer. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. Open your mouth and pray. The power that want to return you back to square one. They want to be a beggar. They want to begin to beg for them. In the name of Jesus, I reject it. In the name of Jesus, reject it on your behalf of family. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall move forward, you will not move backward. You shall go forward, you will not move backward. You shall make progress, you will not go backward. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' Mighty them will pray. There is somebody that needs to pray against cage of limitation. A cage that has been limited, limiting you. You want to make progress. You have a good idea, good business idea, but they will stop that thing by force, by fire. Tonight, I decree, every cage that they have used to lock on good door for your life, every satanic Asian gate that is standing between you and your next level, if your amen is loud with mighty voice, I decree tonight, the gates shall be lifted. 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 The gates shall be lifted in the name of Jesus. You are going to help yourself tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every ancient gate saying, where is my God? Scatter by fire! Open your mouth and pray for me. The ancient gate must scatter. They must scatter. They must scatter. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Ancient gate must scatter. In the name of Jesus. Ancient gate must scatter. Open your mouth and pray in the mighty name of Jesus. The ancient gate. They must scatter tonight. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. They must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must scatter. 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 Masutalama baba. Resorteke tenibros otobataya. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are still going to pray for yourself. It's a prayer meeting tonight too. Bible says pray. You ought to pray and not to faint. Say this one loud and clear. The Bible says in Psalm 7 verse 15, he that diggeth a pit, I love that scripture very well. The Bible says they shall fall into it. I don't know the pit they are prepared for you and your family. Is it the pit of debt? Is it the pit of shame? Is it the pit of delay? They are the one that prepared the pit for you. But I am telling you today, standing on the authority of the name of Jesus and the word of God that cannot be broken, that anyone preparing pit for you, the pit of untimely death, they have designed a coffin for you. Today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, anyone, man or woman, prepare that thing for you, I decree they shall replace you in the grave. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will replace you in the grave. In the name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus, mighty them, we pray. This one is for somebody here. There are three things that the enemy plans to do in your life. But if you can pray this prayer point, you will shake that thing out. The way Apostle Paul shook that snake into the fire in Acts chapter 28. The Bible said the snake went into the arm of Peter, of Paul. And he shook it into the fire. So you want to shake that thing down. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, wicked powers of my father's house that wants me to be sick, that wants me to be poor, that want me to be limited. Hey, you are a liar! The wicked powers of your father's house that want you to be sick, that want you to be poor, that want you to be limited on the spot. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Now. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. The wicked power of my father's house that wants you to be sick, that want you to be limited, that want you to be sick, that want you to be poor. Enough is enough. I hate you. Dad, you need to cry upon the power now. Enough is enough. Look at your age now. You need to be moving forward. Something is happening somewhere. Open your mouth and pray. Every wicked power of my father's house and of your mother's house that wants you to be sick, that wants you to be limited, that wants you to be poor. Enough is enough. Oh, you die. I hate you now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, they must die. In Jesus. Mighty them will pray. I am praying for somebody again tonight that whether you like it or not, whether your amen is loud or not, your season of dry season has ended.
Amen.
kingdom of Jesus.
Amen.
By the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every other name, the hand of God that came upon Elijah, that he was able to outrun the chariots of fire. I decree, the hand of God shall come upon you in the name of Jesus. What you have done 10 years ago, what you ought to have done 15 years ago, what you ought to have done 10, 25 years ago, but you are yet to achieve them. I decree by the mandate of heaven, in the name that is above every other name, I decree that begin to recover. I increase your speed by the power in the name of Jesus. Your speed will be increased. You shall increase your speed in Jesus' name. We are prayed. Now the next prayer point. Say any power that want to scatter what I'm gathering. Hey, you are working so hard to gather little things. Small time. The problem will just come. Is that somebody who made money, he had savings, and after saving money, say up to about £10,000, and suddenly problem came. He has to spend all the money that he has gathered together and spend it on that problem. And from that day, the problem remains static. I am praying for somebody here. Hey, I don't know the power of your father's compounds that I've been working tirelessly against your life, that you will gather things together and you will use your heart to scatter it. I decree today the operation stops now. It shall stop in the name of Jesus. Now turning to prayer, say wicked power that want to scatter what I'm gathering. Hey, you are a liar. Every power has said to stop what I'm gathering. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, they want to stop what we are gathering together. Something must happen. In the mighty name of Jesus, something must happen to them. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, every power, what you have used your hand to gather together, they want to scatter it. Open your mouth and pray. They must be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus, they must be wasted. They must be wasted. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word for somebody here. I don't know who is submitting your name. Thank you, Jesus. That is submitting your name from one altar to the other. They are going from one witch doctor to the other. They are going from one abbot to the other. As long as the Lord liveth, I decree today, whoever wants to dead shall replace you in the grave. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you today. That in the name that is above every other name, you will not die, but live and declare the word of God in the land of the living. He will satisfy you with long life. In the mighty name of Jesus, every arrow of the enemy fired while you are sleeping, it shall go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say this all again. Say every arrow of non-achievement operating in my life. Hey, this kind of arrow, each business you try to do like this, they will scatter it. Each work you try to do like this, there is, when you get there, there is a problem. It's an arrow that you will not achieve anything good. By the name of Jesus, that is above every other name. In Luke chapter 5, the Bible says, Peter failed all night, but after meeting Jesus the next day, that he gave his boat to Jesus to preach, that same day, the Bible says, he had the boat sinking and the net didn't catch. That he had to summon all his friends. Please, friend, no. Although I failed last night, I've got more than enough. Come and support me now. I am praying for everyone on the line tonight. It doesn't matter the kind of business you are doing. The Bible says, whatsoever you do it, it shall surely prosper. I decree, in the name that is above every other name, you will not fail again. You will not fail. You will not fail. In your business, you will not fail. In your career, you will not fail. In your marriage, you will not fail. In your progress, you will not fail. In the name of Jesus, the miracle that you are qualified for is called the boat sinking and the net shedding catch. You know that some miracle, that is, when you hear the testimony, you find it hard to believe. it's like somebody who is believing God for fruit of the womb. I keep saying this a lot. Believing God for fruit of the womb. And by the time the belly, the tummy starts shooting out, and they know the person is married, 1 month, little shoot out. 2 months, little shoot. It does, the person need not to announce. By the time you get to 4 months, actually, this person too, things will start happening straight away. By 5 months, like they say, do you know that sister? She has been believing God for, you see, are you sure she's pregnant? Maybe she carried something. Maybe she eat tamala. Maybe she's about to be out. By the time they get to 9 months, and you deliver twins, and they will shout and say, it's not tamala, it's a great miracle. I am praying for somebody here. The miracle that will dash your enemy. If your heaven is loud, 7 times, receive it now. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Lord. We are now going to pray. Don't be tired at all. You are going to pray this one, Lord. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say this one with that apology to any power. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. The miracle that I deserve, that the enemy have been sitting on, before the end of this month, release it to me by fire. Pray. Tell God to release it in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. The miracle that you have been looking for before the end of this month. We have only 5 more days for the month of jubilation to cast off. Father God, others have been testifying. It is my turn. Open your mouth and pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Father, it is my turn. It is my turn. Enough of stagnancy. I need a change. Something must happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty them, we pray. There is somebody here tonight. As a result of today's prayer, I want your amen to be loud and clear wherever you are. As a result of today, I did not plan this, but the word for you tonight is that before the end of this month of June, by the power in the name of Jesus, that thing that each time you remember, your heart bleeds, you shake in your heart, you are scared that what will happen. I decree the name of Jesus, before the end of this month, your secret tears shall turn to public testimonies. In the name of Jesus, your secret tears shall turn to public testimonies. In the name of Jesus, your secret tears shall turn to public testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha, are you ready to pray? Shout this one again, loud and clear. Say, every curse of thou shall not excel. This one is deep. In Genesis 49, Jacob gathered all the sons together and they called the firstborn, which was Reuben. Reuben offended the father by sleeping on the father's concubine. But several years ago, but the man kept that thing in his belly until the day he was about to die. He now gathered them together. And he said something that I hate so much. If that man had kept quiet, Reuben would have become something in life. I don't know who has caused you. In the name that is above every other name, by the anointing in this meeting tonight, that curse is broken. In the name of Jesus, that curse is broken. In the name of Jesus, I say that curse is broken. In the name of Jesus, in Genesis 49, the Bible said this man, he want to say his last words to his children. And he said, Reuben, come here, you are my firstborn. If you see the way he described Reuben, he said, you are my firstborn, you are my might, you are the beginning of my strength. I'm sure the end of Reuben will be swelling like born bread in the water. He said, the excellency of dignity, he said, daddy, you are calling me his name. He said, the excellency of my power, daddy, you, this is my name. He was so impressed about the way daddy described his life. But he now changed the gear. In verse 4, it says, unstable as water. Those of us who although study science will understand that symptom. They say, unstable as water. When I look at that thing in scientific way, water can come as water. Water can come as ice. It can come as steam. So water is unstable. He said, unstable as water. He said, thou shalt not excel. Ah, I am praying for somebody on the line tonight. Hey, every curse of thou shalt not excel that have been issued by any man or man against your life, whether they are living or dead, I don't really care. I have a name that is above every other name. The Bible says, at the mention of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why are things not working for you? It's as a result of the curse of thou shalt not excel. Why are you struggling to survive? It's as a result of curses of thou shalt not excel. I sickness today, sickness tomorrow. It's as a result of thou shalt not excel. I stand on the rock of ages to make this prophetic declaration that in the name that is above every other name, anyone on the sound of my voice, whether you are a firstborn or not, it doesn't matter, that every curse of thou shalt not excel that is operating in your life with your loudest amen is broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. He's broken tonight. He's broken tonight. He's broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. He said, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel. What kind of a wicked father is that? And I have seen it one more time. Balaam was hired to curse the children of Israel. And Balaam said, how can I curse who God has already blessed? Anyone paid, anyone hired to curse you and your family in the name of, that is above every other name. Ni oruko Jesu Christ in Nazareth, ile mandalu magbe won mi. In the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. Moses said in Numbers chapter 16, he said, God, look at these three people and their family. They are mocking me. They thought it was not you that sent me. He said, if they die ordinary death, they will not know that you have sent me. But if an uncommon thing happened to them, they should know that surely this man is called by God. The Bible said, while the word was in the mouth of Moses, the ground opened up. Oh, Joseph, it has never happened before. The ground suddenly opened up, and all the families that gathered themselves together against Moses, they died together. I am decreeing to somebody's life, every guardian against your children, every guardian against your joy, every guardian against your marriage, every guardian against your future, every guardian against your next level, the ground will open up and swallow them. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. If you allow them to live, it's up to you, no problem. But God has forbidden them from the one. He says, suffer them. He says, rebellion is at the sin of witchcraft. So therefore, suffer the witch to be holy. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray. The curse over your life is broken. Parental curse is broken. Curse of evil covenant is broken. In the name of Jesus, you will excel in life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Open your Bible with me to Acts of Apostles chapter 3. To take the last set of prayers there. Act of Apostle. The Bible will call it Ishe Awon Apostle. Act of Apostle. Chapter 3. I want everybody to open the scripture, please. Act of Apostle, chapter 3. I start from verse 1. Act of Apostle, chapter 3. Verse 1. I want you to listen very carefully to this. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says, what I want to preach, I will tell you now, verse 1. It said, Acts 3, 1. This one said, Acts 3. Yes, that is it. It said, now, Peter and John, they were all disciples of Jesus Christ, they went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer. So that means that just as we have gathered together at the hour of prayer now, every Monday, every Thursday, that's what they've done that day. They went at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, in verse 2. The Bible says a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, every day, temple which is called the Beautiful, to ask for alms from them. man lame from his mother's womb. So there are some problems that can come from people's life from their mother's womb. But tonight, every problem you brought to this world, every problem you inherited, it wasn't your soul, but something just happened that in your family there's a particular pattern. You inherited that thing and you are carrying that thing from your mother's womb. Today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, that problem expires. It expires. It expires. You will not pass it to your children. You will not pass it to your grandchildren, because over you tonight, it is expired in the name of Jesus. He said to ask for arms from those who enter the temple. In verse 3, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, obviously, he asked for help from them. And they said something. He's and fixing his eyes upon him, upon them, with John. And Peter said, verse 4, and fixing his eyes upon him, with John, Peter said, look at us. So the man whose identity have been taken away due to his problem, the man who is not a boy but a man, the man fixed his eyes upon John. And Peter said, look at us. He gave attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. I am praying for everyone tonight too. I don't know who you are, but I believe strongly, each time you want to connect to prayer life, there is an expectation in your life. When you want to connect on Monday, that is an expectation. When you want to do it on Tuesday, that is an expectation. On Wednesday, on Thursday, that is an expectation. Tonight, I decree, your expectation will never be cut short. But look at what happened here. He was expecting money. But it got beyond what money can buy. And Peter said to him, look at us. He gave attention to them, expecting to receive something from them. But verse 6, Peter said, oh boy, silver or gold we don't even have. That means the minister of God, the preacher, the prayer warrior that we're going to pray, they don't even have an offering to pray in the church. He said, oh, we don't even have. But what I do have, I will give you. They have something. They carry something. And then I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Look at that statement. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody who has never walked before. Somebody who always arrived at beautiful gate, but he has never seen how beautiful the gate is. He said that day, Hayakasataba, this man said, look at us. He look at them. They now use a powerful weapon, which is the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I say, rise up and walk. I know his name. I know his name. His name is powerful. I know his name. Sing it one more time. I know his name. Hey, do you know his name, brethren? His name is wonderful. I know his name. One more time. I know his name. I know his name. His name is wonderful. I know his name. Beloved, they used a weapon, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and they told the man, rise up and walk. And I'm sure at that point, the man could not walk. But in verse 7, he now realized that if I leave this man, the problem will continue. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, not tomorrow, his feet and his ankle bones, they received strength. So he was leaping up, he stood up, he walked, he entered the temple, walking, leaping, and praising God. There is somebody on the line tonight. Hey, before the end of this year, you will praise your Almighty God. Hey, you will praise the Lord. Over that particular issue, you will thank the Lord. The Bible says, Psalm 126, verse 7, verse 1. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter. It doesn't matter your condition now. Your condition is about to change. In the name of Jesus. So my short message tonight is, your present condition is not your final condition. Your present condition is not your final condition. In verse 8, look at this. When Isaiah praised him in verse 9, and the people saw him, walking and praising God. Ha. You will dance, oh? Hey, I can see somebody. I say you will soon dance. Although your tears is so thick that you are crying day and night, I am telling you, you will soon dance. Why? Because there is a particular tool that we are going to use for the rest of this prayer line. It's called the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The last time we used Jesus, the son of David. So now we are using Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. So in verse 10, look at what happened. Look at verse 10. All the people saw him walking and praising God. And then they knew it was he who sat at the arm of the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonders and amazement about what happened to him. People will fill with wonders about what happened to you. In this passage, I've explained it already. We don't have much time. I want us to pray, but there are some words that need to speak to some people's life. Because these powerful words, the Bible says, who sees and come to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? What I need from you is nothing but just say a powerful, threefold amen. One for each of these lines from this world. I am praying for somebody here. Hey, in the name that is the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You won't die in that condition. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree by the power in the name of Jesus. Sooner than you expect. Listen to me. Sooner than you expect. I see you walk out of problem me suddenly in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Although the same for with man, it might not be possible. But the good news is that for with God, all things, including your whole, are possible. Therefore, I decree today, concerning your situation, it shall be possible.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, it shall be possible. I pray for somebody here, whether your enemy like it or not, whether your friends like it or not, whether you yourself like it or not, you will celebrate this year. In the name of Jesus, not only that, you will jubilate this year. In the name of Jesus, I decree by the mandate of heaven, your testimony will draw others to Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, your testimony will draw people to Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power in the name of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, just as Peter declared that day, I decree to your life, your story will turn to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, your story will turn to glory. In the name of Jesus, I am saying to somebody here, you have almost lost hope. But Micah chapter 7 verse 8, he said it something clearly. Micah 7 verse 8, he said, rejoice not over me, O my enemy. He said, when I fall, I shall rise again. I am praying for somebody here. Although you are almost on the ground, I am decreed to you today, you will rise again. That business will flourish again. That marriage will be restored. In the name of Jesus, your health will spring up. In the mighty name of Jesus, over your children, you will not cry. Over your life, you will not cry. Over your family, you will not cry. Evil shall not befall you in the name of Jesus. As east is far from the west, so shall sorrow be far from your family in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for somebody again tonight. I don't know the name people have been calling you. They have given you all kinds of names. Just like this man at the beautiful gate. When the mother gave back to him on the eighth day, although with the problem, they gave him a name. But the problem in his life has taken away his identity. And suddenly, they began to call him a certain man. A certain man. A certain man. Some people, they call you illegal immigrant. Some people, they call you that bad woman. They call you all sorts of names. It doesn't matter the name they call you. There is a name that is above every other name. And the mention of that name, Philippians 2 verse 9, let you understand. He said, well, at the mention of that name, you don't need to write down the name. Just mention the name. I am mentioning the name on your behalf tonight that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every name must bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Therefore, tonight, I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, that name that they have been calling you, today, that name is blotted out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Before then, in Acts chapter 3, They were calling that man a man, a certain man. But when the miracle comes enter his life, they call him wonders. Ah, Baba mi yo se yanu, hey, Baba mi yo se yanu, hey. Ono ti o ba emi ko bo Baba. The Lord is about to do wonders in your life. In the name of Jesus, my sister, don't give up. The God thing can see happen in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am praying for somebody here. Every closed door against your children, every closed door against your marriage, every closed door against your life is open to never fire. In the name of Jesus, from today, anyone here that is sick, hear the word of the Lord. He said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by the stripe of Jesus we are healed. I decree according to Isaiah 53 verse 5 that in the name that is above every name, it doesn't matter the name of that sickness. There is a name that is above that name. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. From today, your sickness has turned to divine healing. In the name of Jesus, it has turned to divine healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, here tonight, they might call you barren, that there is no fruit in your womb. A year in your marriage, nothing is happening. 2 years in your marriage, nothing is happening. 5 years in your marriage, nothing is happening. Elisha told that Shunammite woman. He said, by this time next year, I'm sure Elisha must have eaten a big pandemic on that night or whatever food he ate that day. He ate a solid food. And he said, Gehazi, I cannot eat food like this from this woman and I'm not bless her. They now called the woman. He said, Shunammite woman, please come here. Do you need anything? He said, oh, don't worry. I live among my people. I don't need anything at all. The woman left. Then Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, he said, Oga, there is something missing in this house. Ever since you have been coming to this house, we have not heard the cry of baby. Hey, is that true? Call the woman again. And the man make a prophetic declaration. He said, madam, I don't care about your age, Joe. I don't know what you are passing through. But by this time next year, embrace a child. And the Bible recorded that that prophecy came to pass. I am praying for somebody here. They have carried you as barren. They say nothing good can come out of you. In the name that is above every other name, by this time of June next year, Maruzato Nekesetea, in the name that is above every other name, embrace your own children too. Embrace your children, 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 embrace your children. In the name of Jesus. Why am I saying that? Your condition, your present condition is not the final condition. Your present condition is not the final. To do, my thought is barrenness. But later on, when you see fruitfulness in your life. Why? Because your condition is not the final. I told you last time, the weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So therefore, because of what we are talking about tonight, the man have been used to that condition. He know that he just takes me to the gate. Whether it's 3 pounds, whether it's 5 pounds, at least I will eat something in a day. But that day, he went with the expectation of receiving small miracle, but he ended up having exceeding miracle. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Ephesians 3:20. He said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think or imagine. I am praying for somebody here. In the name of Jesus, it will bless your generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, the miracle that will happen in your life, that will silence your mockers, the miracle that will shock yourself, it will happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Aha. Beloved, the Yoruba call miracle, they call it Iyanu. Those of us who speak Yoruba, they call it Iyanu. Beloved, when you hear Iyanu, you will learn like this. The Iyanu will just open. Is it true? What God did in my life, when my wife was going to give birth to the second child, we plan to have 2, as according to our calculation. Madam, just have 2 children, you know? 1 boy and maybe 1 girl later, and that's the end of the other. But when I saw Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, working in my family, he said, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think or imagine. And lo and behold, my wife got pregnant to the glory of the Almighty God. We are waiting. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. 3 months, it was like a battle. She went to the hospital to get the scan. And we waited. My dear, I'm preaching in church tonight. Go and do scan and come back. Use my bus pass. I waited for my wife. So I began to be scared. I come and I say, madam, what happened? You say, Oga, sleep very well, though. Just sleep very well. But the tune was okay. But which one is very well? I don't understand. But lo and behold, as God will have it, after several hours of check, after several hours, I just called my pastor. I said, Pastor, I cannot minister at church. Go and do the ministry. My wife is at the office too. He said, any sickness, no sickness. She came in very late that day. And when he came, I was already sleeping on the bed because I went to night shift. She now dropped a folder on my table. When I saw the folder, I did not understand what is going on here. I saw three colors of highlighters in front of the folder. Maybe purple or pink, yellow, and maybe green. I say, but what is going on? Is there any complication? Did they say anything? He said, Oga, you are expecting a triplet. I said, what? I cried out. I said, God, what am I not to deserve this? I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think or imagine. To the glory of God, this boy is over 30 years old now. God has been faithful in my life. I am decreeing to somebody here from the depth of my heart, the miracle that will shock your enemies, the miracle that will silence your mockers. If your heaven is loud, receive it now. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, my Father, I am due for a change of story. Appear in my situation. Open your mouth and pray away. Father, I am due. I am due. I am the next to testify in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. I am the next to testify to the goodness of God in their life. Open your mouth and pray. My present condition, you are not my final. I'm going somewhere. I have a destiny to fulfill. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Something is happening already. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now ask God for your own miracle. This is the last Thursday in the month of June. Next week is another busy week, as you know. Ask God for one thing. What money cannot buy? Don't ask for television. Don't ask for any kind of, you don't ask for food at all. Ask God for a miracle. That when you hear like this, your mouth must surely open. Ha! Is it true? Ha! Like Peter. When he got the boat sick and the next catch. Beloved, he cried to the Lord. I said, God, I cannot handle this alone. Ask God for a miracle that money cannot buy. We have one more minute. Something is about to happen. One more minute. The Bible said they were all filled with wonders. Open your mouth and pray. One more minute. Iyadu ti o sele. Tobu mi jo bi aditi. Iyadu ti o sele. Tobu mi jo bi aditi o. Koshu ito pari baba. Jeo choju mi sele. Kinjo lairi lu. Kinjo bi aditi. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The miracle that will happen, that you don't be dancing without you being called for anything. It must happen in your life. Enough is enough. All what you need to do is to make Jesus your pillar. Without the name of Jesus, they could not do the miracle. They could not do it at all, but Jesus is the one. If you are pretending that you are serving God and you are praying, your prayer is going to voicemail. God will not pick his voicemail. You better pray that prayer and say, Father, if I know I am a sinner, forgive me, O Lord, every of my wrongdoing that have been blocking my miracles. Father, tonight, O Lord, I want to start afresh. Open a new page in your life. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. I am speaking to somebody here. Very soon, the prophecy that is written in Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3, is about to happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. I said the prophecy. That is written in Psalm 126. But please don't doubt God though. Don't doubt God. These are the conditions. He said, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we're like those that were a dream. And our mouth was filled with laughter. And our tongue was singing. And they said among the nations that the Lord has done great things for them. And the Lord has done things for us and we are glad. There is somebody here. Your miracle will go all over the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Those who know about your present condition, they will see the hand of God in your life in the name of Jesus. I cover you now with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. begin to thank the Almighty God for tonight. Let's thank him. Let's just worship him. He's worthy of our praise. There's none like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen very carefully again. Next week, I repeat my announcement. But next week, please invite someone. Don't miss it at all. Don't waste time. From Monday to Thursday, we are very busy to the glory of God. So Monday, we are going to be in prayer line like this on Monday, 10 to 11 o'clock. On Tuesday is the singles prayer line. Just if you are believing God for a divine partner, 8:30 to 9:30. On Wednesday, there is usually no service on Wednesday like this. But on Wednesday, is the first day of the month of July, we're going to do what is called the command the month service plus anointing service. So you are allowed to bring anointing oil in your womb. No, don't, we are not meeting any, we are going to meet like this. And I will speak into the anointing by the grace of God. And I believe strongly, the Bible says Psalm 107 verse 20, he sent his word. You want to send the word so that you can work in your family. So on Wednesday, anointing service, the flyer will be out. And on Thursday is the normal prayer line like this, which is the last one, which is the second one, and the first one in the month of July. So don't miss any of these things at all. I pray God will help in Jesus' name. By the grace of God, after today's service now, the next meeting that we have is on Sunday, which is our normal house fellowship. We have to learn the word of God. House fellowship from 6 to 7 p.m. And on Monday, we have two services on Monday, Bible studies and the prayer line. I pray the Lord will strengthen us. All what I need for you is that in your closet, continue to remember me and my family in the prayer. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
Goodness
so, sister, follow us all the days of our lives.
One more thing again. All these are prayer lines that we've been praying so far in the past. They are all on our church website. MSN Wilson Brand. They are all there. So if you want to get the fast prayer line, they are all there for the singles, for the weekly prayer line. They are all loaded in the website. Go there and equip yourself. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. How many of us have been blessed tonight? If you have been blessed, 21 powerful. Hallelujah. I want to go.
Thank you, sir. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
Jesus.
Go and sleep.
Mm-hmm.